Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. 20 minutes from now, we'll be playing Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia.
That's right.
Bizarro game today.
How about that?
Could take all my money, and the money is actually...
You had a rough spring.
It's been bad. I've tied a lot. I know that. The money is doubled on Fridays, thanks to Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, and she's on the phone now. Boy, Lisa, I've cost you a lot of money this year. I apologize.
Yes, you have.
Oh.
She's clearly well aware.
I think you were expecting a little more conciliatory tone.
I was hoping you were going to say no.
That's okay.
No.
It's a tough time.
I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, do you think now's a good time to buy a beach house? Dave and I are looking. You know money pretty well. Is now a good time?
Well, it probably is, you know, because right before the virus hit, it was just a real seller's market. But now my understanding is that shifted quite a bit. You know, interest rates are still very low.
Mm-hmm. Zero.
And you've got, and I think a lot of people, you know, who are in financial distress might be looking to sell if they have a second home. And
unfortunately,
you know,
I'm in financial
their
distress.
Their misery.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Dave's got a guy, if you're interested in anything.
Yeah.
And we do have several stories that we usually get to here when you join us on Fridays for Lawyer Up. But the very serious question today is, we were just talking about these riots in Minneapolis about a half hour ago. We got into that topic pretty good. Do you think that these police officers, at least the one who had his knee on George Floyd's neck before he died, will be arrested sometime soon? Why haven't they been already?
Well, you know, the prosecutor made an announcement shortly after the video surfaced saying that he was carefully reviewing all the evidence, and he implied that there was exculpatory evidence that was being reviewed that might not be favorable to the state's case against the cop. So my guess is, you know, this is obviously, you know, it's a horrible video. It's horrible to watch and upsetting, and seems on its face to be very problematic. But they have a duty to review the whole totality of the circumstances, review all, if there's other body cam footage that's available or any of that sort of thing, or witness, interview lots of witnesses. And if it turns out that, you know, that George was resisting arrest or something like that, it's a whole different story. So we'll have to see what the whole big picture is. But on its face, I mean, you would think that there would be some charges forthcoming.
Well, do you know enough about, this is more of a question for a police officer maybe than an attorney, but... Is a hold like that where you put the knee on someone's neck ever justified, even if they are resisting arrest? Is that the type of thing that police officers can do legally?
I think it depends, you know, on the circumstances. If the person can't be subdued by other means, then I think it certainly is a possibility. But I don't think you keep doing it for that long. It went on for a long time. I mean, I think the idea would be to subdue the person, even if it's by that sort of aggressive means, but then to cuff them and move on, you know. And I think that's the issue, is that it just went on and on with the man pleading for his life,
right?
And that seems hard to justify, I think, you know. But they, you never know what the rest of the video shows or the rest of the evidence shows, so we'll see. I think if they don't charge him, they're going to have to come up with some pretty good reasons.
We move on now to coronavirus in the news. I'm sure you saw the footage of all the people partying at the Lake of the Ozarks over the Memorial Day weekend. Now, one man who is from Lincoln County, Missouri, says his employer is forcing him to stay home for 2 weeks without pay because he saw him on footage at one of these parties. You saw all those folks out there.
Oh, yeah.
Party. Looked like a party.
Oh, it... That's a good
party.
That's something.
That's an Ozark party.
That's,
I know, party like an Ozark party.
Well, you got that right. Now, that's something I would have avoided even before the pandemic. You know,
even
that.
In wolf mode?
Yeah.
Well, now that I'm a wolf, I don't know. I don't know what
you don't know what you are.
I don't know what I am, if I'm a wolf or a sheep right now. But this guy has an attorney saying that he should not be forced to sit out of work for 2 weeks just because he was at this party. And I believe he said he had his mouth covered at one point. He had a mask on and everything.
One point with a beer.
You know?
I love the one point.
He and says, some nachos.
He says, I had my neck gaiter to cover my mouth. That's what his words, now not mine.
Yeah, when my tongue wasn't down that co-ed's throat, I had my mask on.
Is it okay for him to be out of work without pay for 2 weeks simply because he went to this event? What are your thoughts here, Lisa?
Yeah, so the employer definitely can tell him he has to stay home. And it's not just this one employer. There are a number of employers who saw their people out there in these photos and videos. And there was a ton of news footage of this big party. And lots of employers said, you know what, you really may have exposed yourself, so we're going to, you know, ask you to stay away for 2 weeks. What this attorney is telling this guy is kind of interesting. He's sort of telling him, here's a way that you can get paid for this. Mm-hmm. But he's not really saying that the employers do anything wrong. So part of the whole stimulus and recovery package was an act called the Family First Coronavirus Protection Act.
Right.
And what it says is that if an employee has to be out of work because they are sick with the COVID, taking care of someone who's sick with the COVID, or told to quarantine by a doctor, and if the company has more than 50 employees, then that employee gets paid for that time under those three circumstances. So what the attorney advised the guy was, he said, look, call your doctor and say, look, I was up there partying, you know, at the Ozarks, and should I quarantine? And if the doctor says you should quarantine, then bam, you get paid for it.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
now you're talking.
They're playing chess.
That's a good some good legal advice for this.
Everybody wins. He gets his money, and the company, he didn't have to come in.
That's right. Excellent strategy.
What a deal. Yeah. Couldn't the employer just say, look, you're furloughed for 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's possible. But, you know, I mean, they kind of know what the reason is. I think, actually, like, if the doctor doesn't agree, if the doctor says, well, unless you have a known, which very well might, you know, the doctor might say, unless there was somebody with a known case there, unless there's a known exposure, there's no reason to quarantine. That might very well happen. And then the employee's out of luck for the 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting case there. Because, of course, a lot of people were spotted out at a lot of different parties over Memorial Day weekend. The next case, also fascinating. I asked a moment ago, can a parrot testify at a murder trial? Chris Dim said, no.
Wasting time.
The answer is yes. Not in this country, though. This is in Argentina. There's a woman who was killed. Her name is Elizabeth Toledo, who was killed in the city of San Fernando, Argentina, December of 2018. Now, police believe a parrot was repeating its owner's last words as she was being beaten by two housemates and may hold the key here in the upcoming rape and murder trial. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible crime, of course. At the end of the month, a police officer was guarding the crime scene when they heard a parrot say, I know, por favor, soltame. No, please, let me go, is what that translates into. So the witness, the parrot, is going to be put on the stand at the murder trial. Lisa, could it ever happen in this country, and do you think it'll happen in that country? What are your thoughts?
No, I don't even think it's going to happen in this Argentina situation. So a parrot can't give testimony because they're not a person. You have to be a person to give testimony. You have to be able to take the oath. Mm-hmm. And all countries have something similar to this. You have to be able to be cross-examined. You have to be able to confront the witness that's against you. And you can't do that with a parrot. Now, what someone could conceivably do, but it would be hard to imagine a judge allowing this, was they could argue that the parrot is some kind of physical evidence, like a blood stain. You know, the parrot is some sort of, that you're offering it for just a pure physical evidence. But then you have to show that it's, that it's something that is, that it has probative value, that it's reliable. And then that's where I think a judge is going to strike it. I don't know. I think you can try that argument, but I don't think a judge is going to allow it. But interestingly, I sent you an article this morning to read later. There's a parrot named Echo who in the 1990s here in the United States was placed in the witness protection program at a bird sanctuary.
Jesus.
It is a for real thing here in the U.S. because the parrot witnessed a murder. He was a mob boss, a New Orleans mob boss's pet. And he witnessed a murder, and he would not shut up about it. And everybody thought that... Everybody thought the parrot was going to be killed, and so they literally put him into witness protection.
What did the parrot keep saying? Did he keep saying the last word?
The article did not say, but it said the parrot literally would not stop talking.
Snitch parrot. Echo's a great name, by the way.
That is a great name, Echo. Yeah. God, being a mob boss's parrot has a lot of a lot of danger involved with that. Uh-huh. You know he's just repeating everything he sees.
Of course.
If you had to put the parrot on the stand, would the wing go on a Bible and the wing go up? Or
yeah.
Or little feet?
A claw?
I go wing. I take wing because he can stand and still do one wing up. That should be written into what you just talked about the parrot going to witness protection. That's got to be in like a Martin Scorsese movie or a Quentin Tarantino.
Exactly. That'd be a good fellow scene.
God, that is hilarious.
Well, the same article, they mentioned that there are in Colombia, some of the drug lords have parrots as pets, and they teach them to be on the lookout and guard the drugs and guard guns and things. And when they see law enforcement coming, they say, run, run, run.
Smart. Very smart.
Do you think, Kelly, your daughter's an animal lover? Do you think she'll ever want to get a talking bird?
She already does. She would love to have a bird.
Don't do it. They're bad luck in the house.
Yeah.
No, they're,
They are. We have told her, though, no more pets. We have a bunny. We have a dog. That's it.
There were fish.
There used to be fish. May they rest.
Pandemic.
That's it. That's it.
I know you regret that bunny? That was the worst pet I ever bought.
Oh. Kelly can't say it out loud, Lisa.
I'm not going to. I can't say my feelings on that bunny. That's an adorable bunny.
It doesn't do anything, though, does it?
No, it mostly sits around.
Cute.
I'll tell you what, though. Upstairs, we give it like free reign of a little area sometimes. And it is strong. It likes moves furniture. And you can hear it up there hopping around. You
know? It's getting ready to eat you.
I know, Lisa. Did you have one or two bunnies at one point?
I had two, and they are, thankfully, they are in bunny heaven now.
Okay, all right. Again, let's not. May they rest.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't. Hope they didn't meet an untimely demise. I remember
you were not. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say.
Oh dear. Are they in witness protection somewhere?
Exactly, they're in witness protection.
I remember you weren't pleased with those two buddies.
By the way, there was a parrot in a movie, but it was a porn movie in the 70s. Jackie and Linda and What the Parrot Saw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Well, I won't say I saw it, but okay. You watched the important parts.
I got you.
You flipped through to it. It was on VHS.
I see what you're saying. Here's another international story. Now, I've seen this all over the news, and it's finally happened that there's been a break in this case. Interpol has issued an international arrest warrant for an American diplomat's wife accused of killing a British teen driving dangerously. You probably have seen this story. This happened a while back. But the woman is involved in diplomatic immunity after she had a crash in Northamptonshire in August that killed a 19-year-old named Harry Dunn near a British military base. And it was a whole thing of would she be brought back for trial or would she not? How does this all shake out, Lisa? And it does seem like she's in the wrong, at least from what I've read and seen on this story.
Yeah, she allegedly was driving the wrong way and hit a young 19-year-old British youth on a motorcycle and killed him. And she left the country right away. And then they issued an extradition request to the U.S., which we refused. Mm-hmm. So now they've, as you said, they've sent out this Interpol, basically internationally. If she travels outside the U.S. whatsoever, she will be arrested. Uh-huh. And so the interesting thing about it is under diplomatic immunity, it came out of the Vienna Convention, and top embassy officials and their families cannot be prosecuted for any crime. I mean, it can be from jaywalking to murder. So she should be protected, but what they're asking for is a waiver of that immunity, but the U.S. is saying, no, we're not going to waive that.
I don't understand the law. I mean,
she's protected.
I don't get it. Why should she be protected if she was driving the wrong way and killed this 19-year-old kid? His family is beside themselves wanting justice for him. I don't understand laws like that. You know, why does somebody get to commit a crime in the United States then go to Italy and they won't give us back? You give him back. And that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, if they commit a crime.
It only protects embassy officials, top embassy officials, and it's a weird thing that came out of the Vienna Convention, I think out of fear that laws in different countries would maybe not comport with the standards we're accustomed to in the U.S. I don't know what the other reason might be for that, but it certainly has some unusual implications. And the U.S. is kind of notorious. We're notorious for sort of taking advantage of the Vienna Convention and diplomatic immunity and racking up all sorts of criminal fines and things in other countries. Apparently our diplomats are not the nicest about this stuff. Yeah,
my hunch was that it has protected more Americans than it has non-Americans.
You're probably right.
We've taken advantage of it more than any other country. That's correct.
It's not fair.
That's a bad convention.
It's awful.
Sausages came out of that convention.
That's why I like the Geneva Convention.
Geneva's much better. The parties are more fun.
This is awful. This is an awful convention. Who had that idea? Oh, yeah, commit a crime, then go back to the United States, and they can't arrest you.
Some Austrian.
It's so dumb. Right. It's so dumb. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get up on my high.
Please clap.
I don't mean to tear this show apart today, but that's just dumb. That's not right. This woman killed this kid from
that's
everything
right.
I'm seeing. It's awful. Finally, this story back here in the United States in Texas. In Denver. They're from Texas, and they went to the DoubleTree Hotel in Denver, Nathan and Christina Parks, and they made love in their hotel room in September of 2019.
These facts are not in question?
Not in question. They say, we made sweet, passionate love on the night of September 11th, 2019. The next morning, Nathan got up nude, went to the door to look out his peephole, and
shouldn't she be looking at the peephole? Well, he's limber.
stretch.
She said he was going to get the complimentary USA Today that was laying on the other side of the door.
Dude, it's the USA Today.
How long were they holed up in there? Was there no TV?
He looked out the peephole to see if anybody was coming by before he gently stepped out to get the newspaper and discovered the peephole was gone. So it had been pried out. He quickly put on his complimentary Doubletree robe, went outside, got the paper, presumably, and saw handprints and face prints on the door.
Nose grease?
Nose grease. on the door. And she, Christina, says, I'm mortified. We've been spied on while nude and making love through the night at the Doubletree Hotel. She's not even sure. She thinks they may have captured intimate moments on film and could wind up on the internet on porno somewhere. And so she's very, very concerned about this. She says they like to make love in strange hotel rooms. Mm. Lisa, what can they do? Doubletree says the safety.
Have a cookie.
They say the safety and well-being of our guests is top priority, as usual. Yeah. What's their recourse here?
Well, hotels, you know, this is sort of a type of personal injury, and hotels can be held liable for personal injuries to the guests under a couple circumstances. One is if an employee commits an act against a guest. So if an employee is going around unscrewing the peepholes and peeping, then they're in trouble for that. Mm-hmm. But these folks have got to prove it, you know, and it's going to be kind of difficult to prove. The other instance is if other guests or outsiders come into the hotel and do bad things to guests. Hotels can be held responsible for that if there was a lack of security. Inadequate security is a common claim against hotels. And it sounds like that's what they're going after here. They're saying, you know, that they think somebody may have come in from the lobby. They've been reviewing footage, but nobody can figure out who did it or where they came from. And so the biggest problem they're going to have with this case is proof that anything actually happened. Mm-hmm. And how did this happen? And they don't have any proof of that, I don't think. That's going to be the biggest obstacle.
What if it turns out that the couple, took out the people, knocked out the peephole themselves and are trying to cash in from Doubletree?
That was my first thought.
Oh, it's a possibility. That certainly,
you don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. Yeah, I mean, there's no way. That's the reason the burden of proof has got to be met, and I don't think that they're going to be able to meet it. I think they're going to have an evidentiary problem because anybody could have, and I mean, the thing could have fallen out. You know, I mean, they could have.
What about the nose grease?
Falling out.
What about
the chick grease?
They need nose prints.
On the outside.
On the outside of the door. He went out there and saw the peephole apparatus laying on the outside of the door. Yeah. And he says there was clear nose marks and handprints on that door.
What is this, a lick mark?
Did you lick that door?
Are the cops going to start taking nose prints instead of fingerprints?
They'd have to in this case. And the wife says she feels severe anxiety now anytime they make love.
I'm trying to think about hotel rooms in which I have been in the past. Oftentimes, there's the bathroom. Mm-hmm. The wall usually blocks the beds.
Rarely is the peephole in view of the bed.
Exactly.
They're almost usually around the corner.
They're off to the
unless
side.
They're getting it going on the credenza.
They're adventurous. They're adventurous folks.
The desk.
They have said.
The TV cabinet.
They have said.
The business center.
The minibar. Yeah.
Do you remember Jeff from Virginia? You know what he liked to do?
He flipped the chair.
He flipped a chair over.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would pick up ladies and flip
professionals.
Yes. Flip the chair over and have them hold the bottom legs of the chair right in view of the people. Now, I don't know if this couple from Texas, the great state of Texas, did that. But nonetheless, they're free to do whatever they want in their hotel room.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly, no one's going to argue that.
I'm afraid you're right, though, Lisa. I'm afraid they will not be able to meet the burden of proof on this. This is terrible.
Well, and aren't some peepholes kind of two-way a little bit? Can't you sometimes see in a little bit on people?
God knows I've tried.
They've left a few nose prints here and there.
Everything's smaller and it's reversed, but you can get an image.
Yeah.
Dave would have
true
to speak
expert.
To that.
We have a true expert.
Right.
I think expert's a strong word, but
that's right.
Yeah. In there, Lisa.
Lisa, we thank you for your expertise. I hate it's going to end badly for Nathan and Christina Parks, but it does look like it's going to. Great expertise as always this morning, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.